Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back to Smart After the Hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Brian Fierkauer is here. Brian is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He hasn't been with us for a while. We're going to fix that today, and we're not going to let him stay away so long in the future. He's the CEO of Jetco Delivery. It's a trucking company, a multifaceted part of the supply chain. He's the author of Driving to Perfection, Achieving Business Excellence by Creating a Vibrant Culture. He's an attorney by education, but he came over to the sunlight and became a business owner several years ago, and we're glad he did. Brian, welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. It's great to be back. I appreciate you having me.
You're always welcome here, Brian. So first, before we talk about the trucking industry and the supply chain, which is something that's more critical now than ever before, I would like for you to give us a report on how your organization is handling the protocols that the companies have had. I've gotten quite a few CEO reports over the last 6 months on how their operations are working, how their teams are working. What do you think? How would you rate how you guys are doing?
You know, anytime we have a situation, we've never had a situation like COVID, right? But being in Houston, we've had our share of hurricanes. We've had our share of things that we can't control. So we just focus intensely on what we can control. Our team is working primarily remotely. We maybe have 15% of the people in the office. Otherwise, everybody's working from home.
Yeah.
I don't see that changing at least till the new year. And quite frankly, if I was going to bet, I'm going to bet on July 1st. I think
wow.
That's how long we have
to go.
Well,
let me ask you a question. How is the productivity?
Productivity is absolutely fine. I mean, you know, what we're trying to actually do is help people disconnect from Zoom and disconnect from email, because when you're home, you know, you're always on. So there's not that commute time. There's not that separation between home and office. So our productivity has been great. Everybody understands that it's a unique situation. They're doing their part. We haven't had anybody, period, take advantage of the situation. And going forward, you know, what it's allowing us to do is rethink how we're going to set ourselves up and organize ourselves. I don't buy for a minute that the office is dead. I think we need an office. I think it's critical to your culture. But does that mean that I have to have somebody in 5 days a week, every week? No. I can be more flexible now. Let people work 3 or 4 days a month at home, right?
So you
let them have a little more balance.
You see remote working being an increasing part of the way you manage your people and the way they work going forward.
Jim, there's no question. It's here to stay, and it's an asset. It's a benefit to the employees and ultimately the company benefits. But what I don't buy for a minute are people that say, well, you see, we don't need offices anymore. We're going to be remote forever. I don't buy that for a minute. I see the balance. I see it in the middle.
Well, you can't develop a corporate culture remotely, can you? And you can't underestimate the power of the culture.
You can't underestimate the power of the culture, and you can't do it remotely. One of the reasons that we've been doing so well is we haven't really been adding a lot of people to our payroll because, you know, we're in COVID right now, so they know how we operate. You got your team in place; they can do this remote. But when I have to start adding employees and growing our staff, I don't know how you do that.
I don't know how.
I really
that's my concern. If when the next wave of new people come on board, you know, over a period of 10 years, your organization will change anywhere from 90% to 25%. You know, new people coming and going. And old people leaving, but how do you maintain that culture if people never show up at the mothership? That's my concern. What do you think?
Yeah, I think your concern is absolutely right. I think you can maintain the status quo. person here or there. But when we get back to meaningful growth in our segment of the economy, you got to have the office somewhat staffed up because if that's face to face, it just can't happen over remote. So I'm excited about the balance. I'm excited about letting people work a certain number of days per month from home, but the core is still the office, and the core is where we integrate. The core is where we develop our culture and refine our culture.
Do you see a point in time where a new employee says, "Yes, I'd like to come to work with you, but I want to work from home"? Well, can you see employees actually making that part of their employment request?
I can, yeah, and I can see. I guess it depends sort of on the job and the position description. I'd never say never. Could I see accommodating that for every employee who asks? No, but I could see certain positions where, you know, you just don't need to be in the office that much. So, there are probably certain jobs where we could accommodate that. But to me, it's really about having people back in the office when it's safe to do so. Like I said, I'm putting my money on July at the earliest.
So you're talking about a year from now almost. So one thing about it, you can't drive a truck from home. I mean, I know there are driverless trucks, which we're going to talk about in a minute, but you can't drive. If you're going to drive a truck, you can't do that from home. You got to get in the seat, don't you?
No, that's right. And, you know, truck drivers have been among the heroes of COVID, right?
Even during the
depth of the pandemic, you know, when we were all just sort of absorbing the shock in late March, April, May, truck drivers moved and they dealt with situations where restaurants were closed, rest stops were closed. It was very inconvenient until we got a little bit smarter about it as a society in terms of accommodating drivers.
Right.
But they just kept rolling and they took a lot of risk and, you know, the stress of being away from your family.
Mm-hmm.
I really think that the drivers deserve
their roadside infrastructure was altered. You know, they didn't know for sure if they could always get fuel or always get food or whatever. I'm sure that was affected. Hold on to that thought, Brian. I need your website, please.
Sure. Our website is jetcodelivery.com, JETCO Delivery. My website is Brian Filko, BrianFilkow.com.
All right, so check it out. His book is called Driving to Perfection. Quick break. We'll come back. We're going to talk about the trucking industry after the break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.